requested the other night with the tenants. You were in great form, not ever know that,
Well, many people were, finding that, but, were regretting that, particularly Colson and others, wasn't on television.
No.
I just had a feeling that you must going on television a week after the other speakers too much, right? You had so excited. It was cool, it would have been a good talk. I know you guys can't sign that.
I think sometimes in a meanwhile, before I was
curious about it, they read about it, they hear about it.
Yes.
So, I'm here. Yes, how are you? Very happy to see you. Say hello, how are you? Well, I got a couple of our government girls out here.
Sam, how are you?
Wow.
I used to be a member of your.
That's right. You're over here, so you're here, Bill. That's right out here. This is the big fellow over there, this is cool. He's our jokester.
See what they call the, campus?
No, he's the court justice. I heard all that kind of thing,
Which comes to this late presentation.
Oh, really?
Now that I don't know where we're in the position, and it's delivered to you, given to you when you came to visit us, an honor, and a part of your presence, and makes it that kind of company. We don't have a key, I call it the cookie place.
Sure, something else I'll have to.
Enjoy your new collection.
We got it.
You did.
This is a statue of Farragut on the island, in the Ark of Farragut, you know, came from that, his parents came from the Ark. And the Navy League of Madrid made this statue up to present to us. So.
That's right. Oh, Madrid.
Yeah, of Madrid, Spain, yeah. You never think of Farragut being anything but an American. He claimed that was his birthplace, and it's just.
I didn't know that.
I didn't have the slightest idea. I thought Farragut was a French name, actually. It is really a Spanish name. It's a Spanish name, yeah. So, he knew the American slang. He could have said, damn the torpedoes.
He learned to hurry.
I gotta get it for before I get a present, I'm thinking if you got one, give it to your secretary, one for you, and a pen.
Bless you.
And
thank you so much.
That's for the new girls in the town. These are new. If you're working now, here. This is the most beautiful time of year with the crab apple trees and the tulip seed. Now take a look because it'll be gone in a week.
That's right.
Thank you.
It
rains. Well, we're proud of it in our administration. It just breaks my heart though. You know, we just stole a couple hundred gold sheep.
600 pounds. Well, I think
we didn't have to steal. They probably stole everything from you. He's the best ambassador we have.
Keep him
so attractive.
he knows the pressures on me.
That's good. That's good.
Well, we, and you could say, what was the interest in the sprinkler energy? What were the people like? Personal things and so forth. He'll give you a...
Okay, fine. But that part of the express appreciation, we're hoping to have contacts between American and Chinese people. That's the case.
That's fine. Okay.
Does that...
Well, it seems to me that the I don't know, I have mixed views about it. I personally didn't want to do it because I just had a feeling that having been on a Wednesday before, go on television again. Time would be, I don't give a damn about the networks and showing them, but I do give a damn about whether people think she's here is again.
Yes.
And I just don't know. Of course, Alden said, you know, good God, what an opportunity we missed. Maybe we did.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that, first of all,
remember you voted against it.
Yes.
And who voted for it? Well, when I say voted, I mean, yeah. Colson, he was his alderman. Jesus, you just got to go on every time you got a chance. Because his point being that night after night, the bastards on the other side bother us, and that I'm not the only one anybody else here listens to on our side. We don't have it. See, Rogers does not go on aggressively, and Laird is not believable. So who the hell else?
I understand, but the fact, the very fact that you have to carry that burden, if you do it too often, you're going to lose your punch with them. It's
too out of place.
Oh, yes, I think they
do. Michael Johnson did.
Yes, remember, we've talked about that before.
He was such a...
Yes.
Such a... Sure.
And I think it's more important that we get facts across about others, even if they're not as good. If people don't listen as much, if we keep a good program going of getting our side...
You know, we were... I was very interested in all of this. At least as far as our immediate friends are concerned, a hell of a lot of people tune in on the radio.
Yes. People will make a point in a case like that.
People apparently in California,
I got a small direction. People have heard it. And yes, had commented on your soft tone, the fact that you were spoke quietly and you didn't hit too hard. You came across very well on radio, apparently. I was there, right in the hall, but I've talked to quite a few people who mentioned the fact that you were so reasonable in your approach and your tone, which is always great. That was also true of the Wednesday speech on April 7th. The tone was just right. But bear in mind, a couple of things. First of all, these were the editors, and you flattered them by not having to tell them.
I think so, too. Yes. And we had to play with them to an extent. I think they were complimented a little bit more by playing by their audience.
And there were times, I said to someone, three years ago, that you were there, that speech in your Q&A has been talked about ever since. That wasn't on television.
Hell,
sometimes,
not even on film.
Right. But sometimes when the word gets out, I heard about it. That was on
television.
Everybody talked about it all over the country. So, and also the radio plays it around the clock. You know, this was a Friday night, all day Saturday. You turn the way you heard, you'd be answering a different question.
You know, one thing about here is this problem of Ray doesn't have very good sense of the person right now.
He does.
First of all, to say, we're just talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
To say that he brought this up in the Security Council, was overruled and so forth. God damn it. First of all, he's inaccurate. He forgets what he discussed in the Security Council was something altogether different than we have not been deciding. That is recognition.
Yeah.
Recognition at UN. Yeah. Not trade.
Not chance.
But the other thing is that he only realized that he remembered for 8 years with Eisenhower, God, I'd swallow anything I believe in. All I did support the president, nothing else. Nothing
only
else.
Possible course. There is no alternative.
And I think that poor Ted, who wants to be for support, he allows the press to trap him into saying, well, what his views are, what do you think?
I was startled.
On the China initiative, that was a god, that's our initiative, mine, frankly. State tries to drive through the shit they can. But on that, I feel it's come off extremely well.
It sure has.
And he ought to support it.
I didn't frankly understand how it happened or why. I mean, it was startling.
But you don't find, for example, in the country today,
you read that better than I did. It went so well. You really had a good sense of timing on that one. Because really, you didn't get a squad from any direction, did you?
If it's in the field of exchange, people will not object to people to people, you see.
Well, you guys come